The anonymous author of the opinion piece in the New York Times states that there are adults in the room in the White House. The author says this to reassure Americans and goes on to say these adults are working to mitigate what Anonymous says are Donald Trump's half-baked, ill-informed, and occasionally reckless decisions. But can these adults stop a war? That's an issue that international relations specialists have been examining closely for some time. Jeffrey Lewis is a scholar at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey, California. He's also the author of a startling new novel titled The 2020 Commission Report on the North Korean Nuclear Attacks Against the United States. Just to clarify again, that is a novel. And a lot of listeners, Jeff, are likely to have heard about the book. But for those who haven't, what's the premise?
Well, it's an epistolary novel, which means it pretends to be a government report set in 2023 that looks back on the nuclear war that unfolds between the United States and North Korea in 2020. So I'm hoping it stays in the fiction section.
Yeah, I mean, it's based on your own experience in arms control. As a scholar at the Defense Department, you are literally at arms control wonk on Twitter. So how realistic and plausible is the story in your novel? I mean, did you have to embellish for the purpose of entertainment?
Generally speaking, my approach was just to take real people and have them do the things they do, but just change the circumstances a bit and add some bad luck.
So in your book, in your novel, the president is Donald Trump in 2020. In your judgment, how reassured should Americans be that Anonymous and the other adults in the White House can prevent Donald Trump from, say, triggering a war?
Well, I'm quite skeptical of Anonymous and people like that. One of the themes I wanted to explore in the book is what happens when people think that they're doing the right thing, but what they're really doing is enabling the president. And I explore the idea that they spend so much time managing Trump that ultimately they fail to manage the crisis, which spirals out of control. So I'm not reassured at all. And in fact, I thought that Anonymous op-ed was a kind of display of all the things that I'm critical of.
Do you think there's anybody in the White House who could stop Trump from provoking a war?
Not if he wanted to. I don't think Trump wants a war. At least the way I treat him is a kind of a force of nature. He's more of a bull in a china shop than he is a strategic actor with some evil end in mind. But, you know, the reality is that the president has the unfettered sole authority to order the launch of U.S. nuclear weapons. And that's an order that would bypass the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It would go right to the National Military Command Center, right out to the launch units, and there would be no recalling it. So we have a system that is built for full presidential control, and now we're pondering whether we really want such a system.
So there's nobody or no thing that can stop the president from ordering a nuclear strike?
Not if that's what he wants to do, no.
What about short of a nuclear war? I mean, what power does the president have these days to order military action?
Well, you know, that's an area where he is going to need cooperation of other individuals. Of course, he's legally entitled to insist on anything he wants. But I think what we have seen is a sense that people tend to try to slow roll him administratively. That's something that actually I depict in the book. You know, there's a point at which the president does want to take certain actions with regard to North Korea. And the Secretary of Defense, who in the book, as in real life, is James Mattis, he turns the president around. But while at some level that's reassuring, that's not really doing the business of America. It's not really managing the problem. It's managing a person. Those aren't the same thing. And I think, danger can slip into those cracks.
You've been in international relations for decades. Have you ever seen a situation either here or abroad where alleged senior officials say the chief executive is unfit for office?
I suppose I could scrape my brain and come up with a couple of examples. But I mean, this is really, truly strange. I mean, historically, there are moments when Nixon's drinking was really out of control. And I think there were individuals in the Carter administration who simply didn't care for President Carter's policy preferences. Everyone thought he was fit. It's just they didn't agree. And I know at the end, I think some people had concerns about how good Ronald Reagan was on a day-to-day basis as he aged. But those all seem like minor league examples compared to the current moment.
Jeffrey Lewis is the arms control wonk on Twitter. His new novel is the 2020 Commission Report on the North Korean Nuclear Attacks Against the United States. It is a novel. Jeffrey Lewis, thank you.
It was a pleasure.